Looks like people power was not enough. If you were after a slice of Cadbury and their pineapple lumps, the dream apparently is over. The owner factory campaign was trying to raise $20 million so Dunedin Manufacturing Holdings could take over making the business, or running the business, but the pin's been pulled overnight. Man behind the campaign, Jim O'Malley's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well. Why? Because it looked so good, didn't it?
Yes. Well, it did. We were pretty much playing off their playbook, but in the end, you know, in the end, I think that I'm concerned that they probably weren't all that interested in pursuing it in the end.
What makes you say that? Was this Mondelez in the factory the other day talking to the workers?
Well, I mean, that might have coloured it a little bit in terms of our thinking, but I think that in the end, they had been talking to the city and other people for months about whether they could keep manufacturing in Dunedin, and they'd come up with a plan when that was the plan that I executed, and then they weren't really ready to accept it. So my suspicion is that they were just working it through, but they actually didn't ever plan to actually try to make it happen.
To be fair, you were well short money-wise, though, weren't you?
Oh, well, we were at that pledge page. We'd never planned to get the $20 million. What we were doing was showing public opinion and public support for the concept, and we had a finance plan in place. It wasn't that, actually wasn't what was holding it up. What was holding it up was that the quality control systems and the transfer of the machinery was looking like it was just not going to be able to be done in time. And at that point, between that and the comments that came out on Thursday and a few comments that had come my way, we've pretty much felt that we were on the end of a losing streak. And in business, it's a good idea to get out at that point and reconfigure, which is all we're doing at this moment. We're just reconfiguring.
If you got the idea up earlier, would it have been different?
I more or less had that question to them, and I said, if someone came in with $20 million in your back pocket, could have you done it? And I think the answer still was no, because the timelines between them shutting off the machinery and then it having to be moved and then recommissioned are just too tight, and they were rigid on those timelines.
What about the other bidders? Do you hold out hope for the factory in general because there's a couple of other players in the market?
Well, the product will still get made anyway, no matter where. It may end up getting made in Australia. Those bidders already have their machinery in place, so the quality control systems is the only thing they have to put in. So they've got a, you know, their timelines are not as tight as ours. I think we'll have to wait. I mean, August, I think, is the decision time, and we'll just see where Mondelez even is interested in them.
What have you learned out of all of this?
Oh, nothing new. I mean, I've worked in a corporation before, and I know how they behave when they shut down sites. One thing I have learned, I guess, and confirmed is actually the willingness of New Zealanders to get in behind something. And if there's any positive take out of the last 2 weeks, it's been the response to that website and the amazing media response we got as well. And we're taking that forward. We're still going to do this, just in another form.
All right, hope so. We'll stay in touch. Jim O'Malley, Own the Factory campaign manager.